In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen said to the people, the elders, and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in hearts and ears. You always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestor not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the law as transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it." When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. The word of the Lord. When people, the elders and the scribes, heard about the truth from Stephen, they were, as the reading described, infuriated, grinding their teeth and ganging up for stoning him. Why it is so hard for us to listen to the truth, I wonder. One of the reasons I can think of is we feel less secure to have the truth exposed. For example, I don't want people to know much about my family because it might not fit people's standard, causing me embarrassment. Or when we are dating someone, we try to convince ourselves, I don't want my future or they have knowing my past. He or she might get upset and break up with me. So brothers and sisters, we feel safer and more secure when the truth is kept in secret, don't we? Yet, it is a false sense of security. How do I know? Or how do we know? We never are at peace, and a series of what-if questions keeps coming back and forth in our heads. Do we know that St. Stephen is the first recorded martyr after the resurrection of the Lord? And isn't the truth, right? I like to explore. So when I was in Jerusalem, my friends and I tried to visit the place where St. Stephen was stoned to death. It was a very interesting trip because we didn't know much about the location in Jerusalem. So we traveled from church to church asking for the information. And we finally made it. And as I was sitting there and pray, the image of St. Stephen filled with the Holy Spirit looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God. Then, St. Stephen, he didn't hide it to himself when he saw that, but he said it out loud. "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But how was the people's interaction or reaction to his saying? They covered their ears. They covered their ears and didn't want to listen to the truth at all, leading them to stone an innocent man. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, I know, when we speak the truth and live our lives righteously, we always have peace and joy, a true sense of being secure. When we cover our ears or bury the truth, we always find ourselves worried, insecure. So the invitation today is to practice speaking the truth and live out the truth day in and day out. Today is the memory of Saint Mary, Louise Mary, Mary de Montfort, who has a huge devotion to Mother Mary. So I will start 33 days until morning glory tomorrow in preparation to consecrate myself to the protection of Mary. Feel free to join me on this journey, and it will be a good way to honor Mary during the month of May. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.